Shalom aleichem aboisai, shalom from Yerushalayim Yirah Kodesh. Bezer Hashem Yisborach, ubesiyato deshmayim ruba. We're about to begin Parshas Tzav, the sequel of Parshas Vayikra. In Parshas Vayikra, the Torah told us about five korbanos: Oila, Mincha, Shlomim, Chatos, and Oshom. And Parshas Tzav fills in the missing details that we were not told about those korbanos in Parshas Vayikra. And the Torah fills it in over here in Parshas Tzav. Parshas Tzav can be divided into 9 topics. Topic number 1, Zoish Toiras HaOilo, which has 4 topics in it. Hekter Chalovim VeEvorim, that you can burn the Chalovim, the fats, and the Evorim, the limbs of the Oilo, all night. Terumas HaDeshen, every morning, the Kohen took a shovel full of ashes off the Mizbeach and put it on the side of the Mizbeach. V'Hoitzias HaDeshen, when there was too much ashes on the Mizbeach, they had to empty it out and take it mechutz l'machane. And the Eish Tomid, making sure that there's always fire on the Mizbeach. Topic number 2, V'zoyis Toiras HaMincho. Topic number 3, Ze Korbon Aharon Ubonov, the Minchas Chavitin, brought by the Kohen Gadol daily, and by every Kohen on his first day that he comes to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdosh. Topic number 4, Zoyis Toiras HaChatos. Topic number 5, Zoyis Toiras HaOshom. Topic number 6, Zoyis Toiras Zevach HaShlomim, which tells us about a Korban Toido, which is a subcategory of a Korban Shlomim. Topic number 7, Kol Chelev Shoyer VeChesev Oiz Loisei Chelu, the Isser of Eating Chelev. Topic number 8, Hamakri v'Zevach Shlomov, which fills in the missing details of the Korban Shlomim that we saw in Parshas Vayikra and completed over here in Parshas Tzav. And topic number 9, the Shivas Himei Miluim, preparing Aaron and his children and the Mishkan for 7 days for the inauguration of the Mishkan, which will take place on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. We were told about these Shivas Himei Miluim up in Parshas Tetzaveh. That's where Moshe was told to do it. And now in Parshas Tzav, he actually did it. Although we have already experienced the inauguration of the Mishkan at the end of Parshas Pekudei, Rosh Chodesh Nisan happened already. Nevertheless, Ein Mukdam U'Meuchar BaToiro and the Shivas Himei HaMiluim at the end of Parshas Tzav takes place from Chof Gimel through Chof Tes Ador, followed by Rosh Chodesh Nisan in Parshas Shmini. And let us begin Mesiyato Deshmaya, the first topic of Parshas Tzav, Zois Toiras HaOilo, which, as I mentioned, has 4 subtopics in it. Says Hashem to Moshe, command Aaron and his children the following. This is the law, the Torah of the Oilo, which we spoke about at the beginning of Parshas Vayikra, and here's one missing detail which I didn't tell you back then. You can burn the chalovim, the fats, and the evorim, the limbs, all night on the Mizbeach, and make sure that the fire of the Mizbeach consumes it until the morning. Says Rashi, Tzav es Aaron, Ein Tzav elo loshen zirus, miyad uledoirois. Since it doesn't simply say emoir el Aharon ubonov or daber el Aharon ubonov, rather it says loshen of tzav. Tzav means you need extra chizik now and for future generations. And why is that? That regarding a korban oilo specifically, you need an extra chizik. Omer Rab Shimon, b'yoytze el tzorach hakosh v'lezarez b'mokom shiyesh b'chison kis, especially where something costs money and there's no benefit for you. It's not like a korban shlomim or other korbanos that we get to eat part of it. An oilo is completely burnt. It needs an extra chizik to do it properly. Zoyis toiras ha'oilo, hare yo'inyan hazeh bo lelamed al hekter chalovim veivorim she'er kosher kol ha'laylo. This pasuk is teaching us that the chalovim veivorim, the fats and the limbs of an oilo, and hu adin all korbanos, could be burnt all night. And there's another thing the Torah is teaching us over here. Ulelamad la psulim eze im olo yered, ve eze im olo lo yered. There are certain psulim, korbanos, that should not have been brought on the Mizbeach. Nevertheless, some of them, if they were brought up, b'di'eved, leave it there, don't take it down. And some of them, even if b'di'eved it was brought up, do not leave it there, take it down. Shekol toiro, whenever it says zoyis toiras, we'll have many times throughout the parsha. Toiro is l'rabo yisubo, is coming to include. Loimar toiro achas l'chol ha'oilim, the same halacha applies to anything that goes up the Mizbeach, v'afilu psulim, that should not have been brought up, but sheim olo lo yerdu, once it went up, don't take it down. Hi ha'oilo, l'mayet es ha'roiveya ve'es ha'nirba, it's coming to exclude an animal that was puzzled to begin with. Lamoshal, an animal that had relations with a human being, whether it was a zohar or a keva, v'kayoyitze bohen shalei hoyu psulim ha'koidesh, it wasn't something that became possible after it was a korban already. Lamoshul, Tomei, and Pigul, Shenivsulu Koidem Shmola Zoro, Revea Nirba are possible before they came to the Azor in the first place. Such a thing, even if it was Olo, Yeret, take it down. But things that were Psulam Akoidesh, after it was a potentially kosher korban, only then it became possible, then once it went up, you can keep it up. Pasuk Gimel, a second topic in this topic of Zoyis Toiras Oilo. Trumas HaDeshen. Velovash HaKoyhein Midoi Vad Umichnes Eivad Ilbash Al Besoroi Veherim Es HaDeshen Asher Toichalo Eishes Oilo Al HaMizbeach Vesomoi Eitzel HaMizbeach. And at the end of the night, towards the morning, the Kohen should wear a fitted ksoines made out of bad, pishton, and michnesevad, michnesai made out of linen, flax. Gilbash al besori on his skin, there could be no chatzitza between the big day kahuna and the Kohen himself. Although the Torah only mentions over here two of the four big day kahuna, of course he also has to wear an avnate and a mikbas. And then the Hiri Mesadeshen, he takes a shovel full of ashes, Asher Toichalo Ishes Oilo Al HaMizbeach, from what the fire ate, from the Korban Oilo, and the other Korbanos that went up on the Mizbeach, and he places it next to the Mizbeach. Which side of the Mizbeach? The Torah told us above, in Parshas Vayikra, Perek Aleph, Posuk Tes Zayin, in the Parsha of Oilas Ha'oif. Where does the Kohen throw the stomach and the intestines of the oila so'oif? V'yishlich oiso eitz al ha'mizbeach keidmo el mekoyim adoshen. You see that the mekoyim adoshen was mizbeach keidmo on the eastern side of the mizbeach, specifically on the eastern side of the kevish, of the ramp. Says Rashi, midoi vad hiaksoines. Umatamud loima midoi sheteike midosoi has to be perfectly fitted, not too big, not too small. Al besoro yishlo yedovo choyseh benosayim can be a chatzitza between the coin and his clothing. Vehiri mesadeshen oyo choyseh meloi machto min ha-meukolo yis ha-pnimi yois veno yiston b'mizrochu shel kevesh. He would shovel up a shovel full of the ivorim or the coals who were burnt very well all the way from the inside where the fire is very hot. Veno yiston b'mizrochu shel kevesh and puts it on the eastern side of the kevesh, as we saw above in Oilas Ha'oif in Parshas Vayikra. Ha'deshen asher toichalo eish es ha'oilo v'asa also deshen, it turned into ashes. Mo'iso deshen yorim truma v'some etzal ha'mizbeach. From those ashes it should take a truma, a portion, and raise it from it and put it by the mizbeach. Posuk Dalet is a third subcategory of this topic. Hoitzoas ha'deshen. Ufoshades begodov velovash begodim achirim vehoitzies hadeshen al michut lamachane el mokoim tohoir. And then the Kohen should take off his chosh of a big day kahuna and wear other clothing, because he's about to get very dirty. He's going to collect all the ashes, the excess ashes that the Mizbeach has every now and then when it gets too much, and he removes all those ashes michutz lamachane, outside the camp, el mokoim tohoir. Says Rashi, Ufoshades begodov ein zu choivo. You don't have to remove your clothing, they'll just get dirty. Elo derech eretz, shelo yelach lech b'yitzoas hadeshen abgodim shu meshamesh ben tomid. Don't get the clothing that you usually do avoida in, don't get them dirty with the yitzoas hadeshen. Begodim shebishel ben kdeir l'raboi, al yim zoig boen kois l'raboi. The clothing that a servant uses to cook for his master, which generally gets dirty, he should not be pouring a cup of wine for his master in the same clothing. And therefore, for this avodah, you should wear cheaper clothing, clothing that you could afford to get dirty, and the nice clothing save for the ikar avodah. That's piled up on the tapuach, the ball, the half the apple, in the middle of the kevish. If it gets too much, there's no room to burn the new karbonos. It's not a daily activity like Pasuk Gimel was. Tumas HaDeshen is a daily avoido. Hitzoas HaDeshen is not daily. Avol Batumo, Choyva B'chol Yoyim. Tumas HaDeshen is a Choyva daily. And Pasuk Hey and Vov, the fourth subcategory of this topic, make sure that there's always a fire on the Mizbeach. And the fire on the Mizbeach should be constantly burning. It should never go out. And the Kohen has to see to it by adding logs of wood every morning. And on those logs of wood he puts in the morning, he puts the oil asatomid, the first oil of the day. That's the first carbon that goes on the Mizbeach. Nothing can go before it. And on that, if someone brings the korban shlomim afterwards, he puts it on top of the oil asatomid. He puts the fats of the shlomim. There has to be a constant fire burning on the Mizbeach and should not be put out. Says Rashi, Pasuk Hey, Boi Shalom Mizbeach Tukad Boi. There are many. This word Tukad comes up many times in this parsha. Ribo Kanikudes Halbe Al Moikedo Veisha Mizbeach Tukad Boi. Boi Shalom Mizbeach Tukad Boi. Eish Tomi Tukad Al Mizbeach. Kulon Nidreshu B'Masecht Yumo Shenech Luku Rabiseinu B'Minyan Anarochi Shoyushom. There is a Machlokes Tanoim. How many ma'arochos, how many bonfires were there on the Mizbeach? And the yesod of the machloikis is how to darshan all these yekidois, moikdo, tukad, 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 which one of them do we darshan for how many ma'arochos? Ve'orach oleo ho'oilo, ho'oilo, the korban oilo, oilas atomid, he takdim, that first korban on the Mizbeach. Chel ve'ashlomim, im yaviu sham shlomim. It's not, it doesn't have to be that somebody's going to bring a shlomim that day, but if somebody brings a shlomim, you put the chalovim on the korban oil. The Rabbi Seinu lomdu mikan, Chazal darshin, that the word shlomim over here doesn't mean the korban shlomim. Rather, oleho al oilas aboiker hashleim kol hakorbonos kulam, complete bringing all the korbonos on this oilas atomit. Because once you bring the Tomid Shel Bein Ha'arba'im, that's it. The Mizbeach is closed. Mekan Shelo Yedovo Me'ach Me'ucho L'Tomid Shel Bein Ha'arba'im. No Korbanos can come after the Tomid Shel Bein Ha'arba'im, which closes the Mizbeach for the day. Eish Tomid, Eish Shenema Boi Tomid. There is another fire that's also called Tomid, constant, daily. Hishu Madlikim Boi Yasaneros Shenema Bo L'Halos Ner Tomid. This Eish Tomid on the Mizbeach is used to light another Eish Tomid, namely the Neiros of the Menorah. Afi me'ala Mizbeach Achitza in Tukad. That's where the Kohen got the fire from to light the Menorah. Lo yisichve hamechabe Eish ala Mizbeach. If a person does put out the fire on the Mizbeach, oivel bishnei lavin, because it says lo yisichve in Posuk Hei, and once again lo yisichve in Posuk Vav, so he gets two lavin. Adkan, the first topic of Parshas Tzav, Zoyis Toiras Ho'oilo, which has in it four subtopics: Hekter Chalovim Ve'Ivorim Kol Alaylo, Trumas Adeshen, Hoitzuas Adeshen, and Eish HaMizbeach Tukad Boi Loi Sichbe.